Tortuga is an island that forms part of Haiti, and in the 17th century it was a major center of Caribbean piracy. Men of Tortuga is a play by Jason Wells and opens this Thursday at the Bloomington Playwrights Project in a production directed by our guest Bruce Burgun. Bruce is a faculty member of IU's Department of Theater and Drama. A veteran director and actor, he's been seen recently in performances in Amadeus and in productions at the Brown County Playhouse. Jason Wells' play is about a cabal, a group of scheming men. It sounds pretty intense, Bruce.
It's very intense, and that's part of its charm and delight. Not to sound too much like a Hollywood pitch man, but I've been describing the play as a combination between Glengarry Glen Ross and Reservoir Dogs. Not that it is as violent physically as Reservoir Dogs, but verbally, it's violent, and intentionally, it's violent. It's about these five powerful men who are meeting in secrecy to plot this assassination of a person they cannot abide, and they are willing to do anything, and they have excellent resources to eliminate this individual.
Now, the two items that you mentioned, Glengarry Glen Ross and Reservoir Dogs, one of the things that's going on in both of those is this intense internal competition.
Yes,
does that happen here as well?
Absolutely. Intense internal competition is exactly what it is. Also, it's testosterone-driven. I haven't worked on a play that has got more men. It's all men, all alpha dogs. But also, those are language films, Glengarry being a play before a film, but it's language-driven, and it's language interesting. Jason Wells, of course, himself is an actor, and so he knows how to create a phrase and a line that is quite unique and quite captivating to listen to.
We're talking with Bruce Burgun. He's the director of Men of Tortuga, which opens this Thursday at the Bloomington Playwrights Project. One of the things that Jason Wells says about this particular play is that there's a mystery about the mission, the motives, even the characters. As you're working as a director and you're working with characters who the audience may well be confused about, how do you help the actors be unconfused in themselves?
Well, that's really up to the actor. I mean, the actor is the one that brings it from the page to the stage, that brings it to life. My job is really one to set an atmosphere that they can work in, to give them some reflection as to what I see them doing, and to challenge them every now and then to sort of go a little further or think about a different aspect that I can see they haven't thought about. Because we don't know who this person is that they're trying to assassinate, and we don't know whether their motives are good or bad or personal or political or corporate. We don't know if they're trying to eliminate a Bin Laden type of character or they're trying to just eliminate some competition in the corporate world.
Glengarry Glen Ross, Reservoir Dogs. At the same time, the playwright maintains that there's a lot of fun in this.
Oh, it's hilarious. It's got a streak of black comedy in it, as does Glengarry and Reservoir Dogs. These men are smart. They are powerful. They are ruthless. But they're also novice about this endeavor. They have a deadline that is impending, and that makes it very, very funny. And as you pointed out before, the internal conflicts, just the alpha dog personality conflicts that happen within this room make it really, really funny. The stage manager and I spend a lot of time laughing.
We've been talking with Bruce Burgun. He's the director of Men of Tortuga at the Bloomington Playwrights Project. Opens this week and then plays Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights at 8 and Sundays at 2 through June 23rd. I'm George Walker.